Let's read these verses once again.
Amen.
To have a deep impression. Ezekiel 44.
Amen.
Let's read it again and beginning in verse 16. How about that?
Amen.
They shall enter my sanctuary, and they shall come near my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my charge. And it shall be, whenever they enter the gates of the inner court, that they shall put on linen garments. No wool shall come upon them, while they minister within the gates of the inner court, or within the house. They shall have linen turbans on their heads, and linen trousers on their bodies. They shall not clothe themselves with anything that causes sweat. When they go out to the outer court, to the people, they shall take off their garments in which they have ministered, leave them in the holy chambers, and put on other garments. And in their holy garments they shall not sanctify the people. They shall neither shave their heads, nor let their hair grow long, but they shall keep their hair well trimmed. No priest shall drink wine when he enters the inner court. They shall not take as wife a widow or a divorced woman, but take virgins of the descendants of the house of Israel, or widows of priests.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Yes. Lord, we want to serve you according
Amen.
To your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We want to be faithful in all these aspects.
Amen.
Sons of Zadok.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Do help us to Amen. Grasp and apprehend every spiritual principle.
Amen.
That we may be well pleasing to you.
Amen.
To serve according to your standard.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus. Oh Lord.
Lord,
make us all your faithful and wise servants.
Amen.
Well pleasing to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 They shall come Amen. Near my table
Amen.
To minister to me.
Amen.
And they shall keep my charge.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, there is this word here that is definitely not that simple, perhaps, to understand. And that is in verse 19. The priests, when they go out to the outer court, what do they do? What did it say? Take off their clothes, the holy garments, and put on the other garments to go out to the people, to mingle with the people. Why is it like that? That means that we need to sanctify those things that belong to God and don't mix them up with common things. If you do, at the end, the people can no longer discern what is holy and what is not holy. Because you mingle things that are holy with things that are not holy together, so the result is many people, especially the younger generation and young people, they could not discern anymore. because you mingle them together. You don't sanctify what belongs to the Lord in your heart. So we need to realize this and not to mingle spiritual things with things that are in the world together. The result is nobody can discern anymore, right? So it is very important for us to separate what is of the Lord. Let it be what is of the Lord. Put it in one side. What is not of the Lord? You need to be very clear. These things are not of the Lord. Put it on this side. Right? In Christianity today, many people mingled what is of the Lord with what is not of the Lord. So they use a lot of worldly means to do spiritual things. And then you use spiritual things and apply them in the worldly ways. And so at the end, there is absolutely no more separation. We need to sanctify the Lord God in our heart. Whatever belongs to Him, belong to Him. Don't try to mix them up with things in the world. This is not good. Right. When I went to the Crystal Cathedral a month ago, right here, I've never been there. It has been there 40 years. And I just happened to be around the corner. And I said, oh, okay, let me go in and take a look at this thing. My, their meeting hall is just like a worldly building, except it is a religious, with a religious concept. And inside, within a meeting hall, they have a beautiful fountain with water, you know, fountain springing up and with lights. And my goodness, you know, and people like that. People like that, but it has nothing to do with the Lord. Right. And then at the end, it became nothing. The Lord wouldn't want anything like that. So when people go in there, you just don't know what is holy and what is unholy anymore. You cannot tell anymore. Right? There are so many spiritual things, so to speak, biblical things mingled with common, earthly, worldly things, and you bring a lot of worldly things into spiritual things. You expect the young people now to be able to separate and discern what is holy and what is unholy. It is not possible. You cannot bring spiritual things into discos and make it a Christian discos. It's impossible. It is not possible. Or bring rock music into the spiritual world. And at the end, the young people definitely can no longer discern. You tell them it's wrong, they say, why is it wrong? They cannot discern anymore. Right. So we have to learn in a church life what is of the Lord you separate.
Amen.
What is of the world, what belongs to the world, you separate.
Right. Amen.
Right. You remember the disciples and people came to the Lord and asked, do you pay tribute to Caesar? Mm-hmm. So the Lord says, you show me a coin. And there's what inscription is it? Or the Caesar's inscription. Then the Lord says, you give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but you give to God what belongs to God. Separate both. Separate. Learn to be very clear. Otherwise, at the very end, we cannot discern anymore what is of the Lord and what is of the world.
Right.
We have to be clear in the discernment. What is heavenly, what is earthly, we need to be able to separate. What is darkness, what is light,
Amen.
We need to be able to separate.
Right.
What is life and what is death, You need to be separating all these things, what belongs to God and what belongs to the world. You need to be able to separate very, very clearly, right? Especially those who are serving, we need to give people a very clear line there. Don't try to mix both together. Right? It is not very good. If you do, then it's going to be offensive to the Lord. You cannot do that. It's not allowed. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Right?
So may the Lord really make us sober.
Amen.
That in the church life, our service will be well-pleasing to the Father. Amen. This is very good.
Amen.
This is wonderful. You can really see that our God is a holy God.
Amen.
And this thing is not in the old covenant. No, this is going to take place in the millennial kingdom among the Jewish people on this earth. This temple is going to be built. And this service is going to be with the Jews during the millennial kingdom. Mm-hmm. But you have to realize that whatever the Lord demands of the Jews on this earth in a earthly ways, because they're going to serve like this, there is a spiritual counterpart. That means we are touching the spiritual principles of that. So this applies to us spiritually as well today. And it will be very healthy for us spiritually if we take care of that. If we learn to serve according to the Word of God.
Amen.
Right. We learn. And we are learning, and we'll never stop learning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.